This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening, ninjas. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Last week, I got an email or a notification, Facebook, got it on Facebook, and Rob Moore sent me this thing, this preliminary report coming out of Parkland, and it is so riddled with so many different things, and I said, we ought to break this down, and then I was like, who would you have on here with you to break it down? So he told me. So here we go, joining me tonight to discuss the Parkland report, and it's going to take most of the hour, is going to be Rob Morris, writer, podcaster, instructor. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Who do we have
with you? And then we're going to have, you know, another writer. Not a podcaster, but he's an activist and an instructor. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
I've been asked to ask you a question specifically real quick, so let's get that out of the way. This comes from a guy named Todd Sanders here in town. He's been hearing, listening to us talk about the Grizzly Gun. He wants to know, which is there going to be enough of a difference between 357 SIG and 10mm to want make him want to go to the bigger frame gun?
Well, that's hard to say. If you're going to, if you're worried, particularly about really big bears, I'd go with 10mm because you can get the heavier bullets. You just can't get heavy bullets in the 357 SIG. It's meant for a 125 grain bullet. It's really hard to do much with a bigger bullet on it. Now, so 125 grain, if you've got a full metal jacketed, you're going to get a fair amount of penetration, so it'd probably do the job. The big thing is to have something instead of nothing. And
right.
We've seen that even the 9mm works pretty well most of the time. So I wouldn't worry about it that much. If he's got a SIG, he likes it, and he shoots it well, I'd have him take that.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to presume, I know you've looked at it, Rob, and I know that you probably looked at it now, Dean. So let's start with you, Rob. We're looking at this report. What is your takeaway from the report and the general overview?
It was extensive. It was also inflated. They uncovered failures, as they should, at every level. They name names. They also hid some things, for example, saying, oh, the FBI made mistakes, but they fixed them. You know what? That deserves more than a sentence in comment. They avoided talking about the Obama Department of Education program that kept criminal activity from being reported.
Right.
So they failed to bring that up. Do we want to look good or do we want to protect our children? Now, they did have some recommendations in that regard. So I would call the report a mixed bag as far as candor goes. There were some things they brought forward. They did name names, but they also hid many more.
What about you, Dean? Anything standing out as you look at it and after having looked at it in its entirety?
Yeah, looking at the report, I think they were heavy on physical security, which I think is probably not as important. I mean, it has worked, and it can be helpful. But they're very heavy on, you know, like improving fences and access to doors. But in most of these cases, the individuals had plenty of time to plan and to know the layout. And if you have time to plan and know the layout, you're probably going to discover some weaknesses.
Right.
So putting a lot of effort and time into or expecting physical security to do a lot, I think is misplaced. The other thing, they did not spend much time, I didn't think they did, on the need to have armed individuals who could respond inside of the situation. Now, they talked about it a little bit, but they didn't do much about it, and I think this was partly because they wanted to be politically correct and didn't want to fight the teachers' union in Florida. They talked about the Guardian program there, but I think that's a minimal, not a very effective response compared to what it could have been.
Right. So we're going to pull this apart as we go, and then if we get done with it early, we're going to panel. But when I'm looking at this case, just from what I know, and I have not read the report on purpose so that when I'm asking you guys questions, I know enough about the case to where I can ask the questions. But this is the one this is the hill they seem to have wanted to die on. This is where we got to, you know, now we've got the March for Our Lives and all this other stuff that came out of this. And a new breed of anti-gun advocate. Isn't this sort of like one of the most, I mean, this kid, there was everybody involved, everybody in a sort of a authority position had a chance to stop him, and nobody did. Is this the one they want to, is this the hill they want to die on?
Let me talk about that first.
Sure.
Yes, there were tremendous failings, and let's start. We'll trace the murderer's history here. He was in psychiatric treatment for a long time. On many individual days, he would present a problem. It was never enough to get him thrown immediately into law enforcement. But looked at over a long time, this guy had a record that was pointed like an arrow at this event. So we had a bunch of people treating him, but never managing his case. He asked to be taken out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He said, "This doesn't work for me." And they said, "Tough." Now, you realize when he came, he had moved on. He was out of this high school, but came back to kill people in that school.
Right.
He killed, I know enough about disturbed children. I was a foster parent. When you're in that system, you get some training, like it or not. He killed animals. He was fascinated by violence. He pointed guns at his family. Yeah, all of this are great big red flags. He'd said things on social media. Those were reported to the FBI. Law enforcement had been at the scene over and over, mostly for runaway. Nobody was willing to raise the flag. Students, at least six, had reported to a particular vice principal at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and said, "This guy says he's going to kill people."
Let me get you a hold right there. Coming up on the break, we're doing a little forensic. A little forensic examination, if we can, of a report, the preliminary report coming out of Parkland with Rob Morris and Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials.
Don't you just love it when your everything is tied into one thing? Let me start that all over again.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Now remember, children, if you have an Apple and you have the Apple ecosystem, everything works on everything. So when you get a spam call and you're in the middle of your nationally syndicated radio show broadcast, well, it's going to pop up on that too. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse and Dean Weingarten, and we're doing a little forensics if we can. And, guys, I want to break this up into three segments if we can. All the misses they had up to this point, the event, and then what we got, the ramifications that they're all trying to force upon us after the event. And in the pre-event, let's lead off with you, Dean. This, besides this being political theater, and besides this being sort of a social justice experiment in their school policy, the way they regarded felonies, is there anything else wrong that you see that they do, and probably still do to this day, in this school district?
Well, what I saw in this report, what stuck out to me, was there didn't seem to be clear responsibilities allocated to almost anyone for anything. The one school bureaucrat, five different people said that they told him or reported to him, I think it was five, might have been six,
right,
that there were serious threats from the murderer before it happened. And then during the investigation, he basically said, I never heard any of that. And the school administration generally didn't seem to take threats seriously, and there seems to be very little accountability about who was supposed to do what when. And bureaucracies are often pretty good at this, at trying to distribute responsibility so that no one could be held to blame for any particular thing. For example, they looked at the who was supposed to give a code red warning if there was an active shooter event or an armed person threatening the campus. And nobody could figure out exactly who was supposed to do it or allowed to do it and when. So the biggest thing I came away from the look at the school system was there did not seem to be clear responsibility for taking care of threats, managing them, deciding who was to do what. That's what I saw.
Rob?
The thing that stood out most to me was that they had not had any active shooter drills in a long time, documented at least for the last year, we know. A walkthrough, if the teachers had walked through and said, oh, there's an active shooter, what would we do? They would have uncovered all kinds of things. We'll talk about the specifics when we discuss the event itself.
Right.
But things like interoperability between sheriff's departments at different jurisdictions, between the sheriff and EMTs, between the 911 system and the sheriffs and EMTs, none of that worked. And that's what a walkthrough teaches you. That's what your local first responders learn every time they have a fire drill. Oh, we exercised the system. It didn't work quite the way we planned. Great. Let's fix it before it's real.
So now, what you're describing, sort of the FASTER program, is that one of the things they do when they're teaching that?
Absolutely, in the sense that giving school staff various self defense skills is only the beginning. You have to go back to your particular school and exercise them. Hey, get together with the EMTs. Get together with the sheriff's deputies. Holy cow, look, you guys plan to park here. If it rains, that's under 2 feet of water. That won't work. Just right. The nuts and bolts that are particular to each site.
Dean, has anybody ever done a breakdown and looked at these schools that actually have implemented a self-defense plan, including arming teachers, to see what the effect in the pre, you know, everything they're doing is pre. It's preparation for the event itself. How many of these have actually had an event? Has anybody looked into that? Is that something needs to be looked into that we can't answer right
that's
now?
That's a good question, and I haven't seen it, but I'm not sure if we've had a situation in the U.S., and I think Rob would know this, where people who have been trained and who prepared had an event. I think partly what that probably indicates is that in places that are prepared, attackers go somewhere else. But Rob, you know more about the FASTER program than me. Do you have any information about any study looking at schools that were prepared and what happened?
We've seen armed concealed carriers, civilians, involved in mass casualty events, you know, this attack.
Oh, yes.
We haven't seen them, though, in schools. That said, we've had teachers who were off-site dealing with students where they had to defend themselves. But those situations are so rare, literally one or two, we can't draw large conclusions from them. In every case, the armed individual did well, either defended themselves or because they were able to, they were able to retreat and say, you know, this is going to get really loud, really quick, and the person backed down. Awesome. Perfect. The best possible solution. But they're small numbers.
We're going into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the event, because the event, based upon what I have seen in the report, there was a lot of misinformation that came out of the event about what he actually did versus what
they
say he did, and we're going to bring that up. And if we get to the post stuff, we'll get to that too. Rob, of course, is a writer, podcaster. He comes here every Monday. Dean is a writer and an activist and instructor. He comes here every Wednesday. And today is the first day I've ever had them together. This will be one of those historic ones. We'll have to put an asterisk beside this episode. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up and shrinking their balance sheet, and the markets don't like this.
Without proof, former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump has repeatedly lied about the FBI while attacking the rule of law in the United States. After another closed-door meeting with some members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee, Comey challenged Republicans to stand up to President Trump.
We have to stop being numb to it. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you need to stand on your feet.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Thankfully, the phone did not ring. I am talking, and check them out at franklinarmory.com, talking to Dean Weingarten and Rob Morse about the recent report that came out from the Parkland rampage killing. Just one little interesting question that I have is, we still don't know what actually happened in Las Vegas, though, do we?
No.
Well, there's a lot of stuff we can't know. I mean, I've looked at that a lot, and I don't want to turn this into a discussion in Las Vegas. But a lot of what we might have known died with the person that was in the floor shooting.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to Parkland, where we do have a report. Now, initially, when they were describing what had happened, it made out like this guy was some criminal genius that knew how to draw people out. What was the true story of the way this shooting occurred? Dean, let's lead off with you.
Well, I think one of the big things to take from it was that there were opportunities to stop him immediately that weren't taken. And he came in through an opened gate that was supposed to be locked. And he was seen coming through that gate. He was recognized as someone that the security staff had been warned about. He was seen to be carrying a rifle case, and nobody even challenged him. Then he went right up to the school and right in through a door that was supposed to be locked and wasn't. And then when you had the opportunity for the only officially armed person on campus, who was the school resource officer, Scott Peterson, to confront him, he did exactly the wrong thing over and over.
Right.
And we've seen many cases where there's an armed resource officer or someone else who is armed who has either stopped or mitigated these shootings because they act immediately. And in this case, they didn't. They failed to act, and a lot of people died because of it. He did not deliberately trigger a fire alarm to get people out. For example, it was determined that that was caused either by dust or smoke from the shooting or percussion of the fire inside the building. I wouldn't say that he was anywhere near a criminal genius, but I believe he had planned this, and some of his plan didn't work, and some of it did. And what we see with these shootings very often is the people who do these rampage shootings where they're trying to rack up a score, they plan these things sometimes for years in advance. And that's one of the things that makes them difficult to contend with.
Rob?
Yeah, one thing that I noticed, this school, particularly the upper floors, had sheetrock walls. There literally was no place to hide. There was no cover. There was concealment. Inadvertently, the murderer shot through some of these walls and went right through and then struck people who were hiding. Had he known now that other attackers might know, I expect an enormously higher body count. Interestingly, he never tried to enter a classroom. He shot people who were visible in the hall, visible in the classroom. He never tried to penetrate a doorway. There, again, the school resource officer had never been drilled on an active shooter attack. He essentially retired in place and had been there for years. I was thinking, what would happen if you gave me that job? And I had never been drilled in what to do.
I think he retired after this with 32 years on the job. Do we know how long he spent as a school resource officer?
28 years.
28 years as a school resource officer.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
And as far as we can tell, he never got any serious active shooter training. And, to some extent, he did what he was trained to do, which was nothing. And Broward County Sheriff's Department certainly was remiss in this. I don't think they found in the aftermath, and we get to that later, that anybody in the Broward County Sheriff's Office had gotten serious active shooter training.
Coral Springs did.
Yes,
and they charged
appropriately.
Yes. So it's not all law enforcement. It is the law enforcement training given to people in Broward County. They
now, is Coral Springs in Florida too?
Yes, it's the adjacent.
It's inside
department.
Broward County. It's a smaller jurisdiction inside Broward County.
And they had an event, and they responded correctly.
It's the same event. Broward County people showed up first, and this is part of what Rob was talking about the communication systems didn't work, is that the two departments weren't able to coordinate well because the 911 dispatchers and the transferring of calls and everything didn't work well. There was significant delays in trying to get 911 calls transferred and information transferred. The radio system went down, but the Coral Springs officers ended up responding, and when they got there, they went right in. But the event was essentially over by that time.
Right.
one other failing that would have just been glaringly obvious if there had been a walkthrough. During the attack, the video feed sent from security cameras to the police was on a 20-minute delay, and the police didn't know that.
They also didn't have access to it, right? They could not tap into the...
I think when they got access to it, it was delayed. So they keep thinking that the attack is going on. They're still looking for this guy. You know, they're trying to put things together. Hey, don't we have somebody on that hallway? Why does it show there's still an active shooter? And they're delaying emergency responders, the EMTs, from getting in. The murderer had already left the building.
And this is part, I suspect, and this is pure speculation on my part, but that delay, it strikes me, is put in there. It's kind of like the delay on a radio show. So that if you got some accident or some problem that you don't want other people to know about, you can take it out. And that's why you put a delay on things like this. And it was probably a tool used by the school to control information flow.
Yeah. In other words, politics reared its head and got us killed again.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, let's talk about what we have seen come out of it. And we'll lead off with the big question, but after that, we'll get on with what we're seeing come out of it. You can find Dean's work at AmmoLand.com and TruthAboutGuns.com. You can find Rob's work at AmmoLand, Crash Daily, and Slowfax WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yes. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse and Dean Weingarten, both writers at Ammo Land, in addition to having their stuff published everywhere else, literally. Very, very sad. So, Rob, what is the big thing you see that has come out? And we're going to go with the propaganda that the anti-gunners have ginned up over the Parkland massacre. What do you think is the thing that they're pushing the hardest for?
Oh, they're saying that we need to take away all semi-automatic weapons because the weapon was the problem in the face of this incredible bureaucratic failure.
And we've also seen certain states. Well, Florida was one of them. They've now upped the ante to where you got to be 21 years old to be able to buy a long gun too, right?
Right. Interestingly enough, some of the private firms who did that were then sued for age discrimination and lost. It will be interesting to see where the court case for that goes. Before we look at the crazy kids and the hog spokeschild, there's some things in this report that I think are propaganda. The sheriff who looked at the video said, oh my God, there were so many chances when this murderer could have been stopped. No one in the building was armed. Florida has something called a school guardian program that would let a, quote, school staff member be armed in the building. It's 4.5 weeks. The training programs I've seen are under 3 days. That's enough because we're not trying to turn you into a law enforcement officer. You don't have to go cuff anybody. You just have to defend the children under your care.
Right.
Whole different problem. Now, you do have to move on your attacker. It's not the same thing as being a concealed carrier, although that's a good start. The important details are hidden in the fine print. The school guardian program is currently, with a few minor exceptions, only for non-classroom teachers. What, we're going to pretend the ball field from an attack? It seems to me that we're trying to protect the students, therefore classroom teachers should be armed.
So, okay, based upon that criteria, does that mean that somebody trained in the Guardian program would not be allowed to go and punch into a building and go start maneuvering?
Oh, he'd actually be allowed, but it would be a janitor. Okay, perhaps. Good. I like that. A cafeteria worker, a bus driver, a school nurse. It would not be the teachers already in the classrooms with the students. In other words, we're leaving our most precious asset undefended.
What were you going to say, Dean?
In Florida, it has to be a school employee. It doesn't allow for, like in Israel, where they have parents or volunteers who've been military members to volunteer to act as part of school security. And part of this is just the teachers' union guarding their turf, in my opinion.
Absolutely,
I
agree.
They don't want people who are not employees on campus fulfilling a useful function. They don't have any control over those people. And yet, there'd be plenty of retired military, retired law enforcement officers, people who are eminently qualified that would volunteer for probably no money to act as school security in most schools around the nation if they're the only thing they really had to worry about was protecting the children.
Right.
And so I think here, and that was not talked about much, hardly at all, in the report. But to their credit, I have to say, they did not talk about the big political push by the anti-Second Amendment types to try to get rid of all semi-automatic weapons and magazines that hold more than whatever X number of rounds you want to say. And that's just not a solution to really anything that's happening here. So in the report, they did not go after those political sort of easy ways to deflect blame from what happened on the ground and in the bureaucracy.
In light of the fact that we know so much about the way this event has unfolded now, do you think they're going to walk back any of these gun control notions or any of this other stuff now that some of these things have come out, especially with all of the times they had a chance to interdict and all the chances they had to intervene and the guy who saw him coming on there and just started texting people instead of, you know, calling a code red or whatever they would have called it there. Are they going to walk this back now or is they just going to double down? Dean, what do you think?
Well, they're going to double down. But, of course, the effect is mitigated a lot by all of these opportunities that were available to stop the event before it happened. And from what I've read about events all over the country, there have been a lot of planned attacks that were stopped because school administrators and others were proactive and followed up on warnings about various people. And very often when people are planning an attack and somebody actually investigates and questions them and finds out if they have a plan and what they're likely to do, and it stops the attack. And sometimes people are arrested. That didn't happen here, but there have been a number of schools where planned attacks have been stopped. So it's mitigated. I don't think they claim there's this huge push. I think that's primarily, and there is a huge push, but it's primarily because of the politics of this particular school where you have a very sort of left-leaning political structure there. So you have a lot of, people who are willing to turn this into political activism for something they already wanted.
Any chance we might see any lawsuits out of this, given all the facts that we know
as far
as all the misses? Rob?
Yes.
There already are lawsuits in process.
Right.
What do you know about them, Rob? What do you know?
I don't. There, I haven't seen any write-up on the discovery section yet. But yeah, there will be a lot of lawsuits, and this report indicates that they should be there. One thing in the propaganda phase, though, there was a large discussion in this report about command and control. I understand why sheriffs like command and control. On the other hand, sergeants are going to solve this way before anybody even thinks about command and control. These are not long-duration events. If they are, it's a terrorist action, not a spree killer.
Before we we got 1 minute. Go.
Was that they said we didn't find any evidence that there were people who died because medical attention was not promptly given. Well, that's very carefully worded.
Right.
With a lot of wounded people, almost certainly people could have been saved if medical care was given within a few seconds instead of minutes.
Right.
So,
is this the final report? Will there be any others? I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, this is a draft report. Now all the politics is going to really dial up another couple notches in the back rooms.
Okay. Dean Weingarten, thank you very much for joining me this evening. We will, of course, we'll reconvene, you and I, on Wednesday. Rob, of course, always bringing it. Thank you very much for joining me this evening as well.
My pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guests Robin Sandoval and Juliana Crowder. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.